We were holding in the middle of Hillel's Maimah, and now he's going to the second half of the Maimah of him, Einani Lemilich, Nila Afni, and so on. Okay. Vahashama Hildvar Meilu, Chazaloyma, Shain La Odom Lachshav Atzer Bal Maila Bal Teira. So, you know, Hillel is saying until now that a person should not consider himself a Bal Maila and a Bal Teira, and not that he's a Bailam on it, and so on, like all the things that he said before. And therefore he says, V'im Kain, Yesha Lignas HaTeira, Shal Yoda Nechsha Bal Maila. In other words, there is, in the test, the difference between a nivus in a positive sense and shiftless in a negative sense is a nivus is I do not have, therefore I want to acquire. Shiftless is where the person says, I am not, where the person says, I don't have it, I can't have it, I won't have it. Shiftless, in a certain sense, becomes an excuse for not getting. A real another becomes a chetimta for attaining. If I know that I don't know in a nivistic way, so I want to know. If I don't know in a shiftless way, I can't know that's that. There's a chetimta shavar, very nice chetimta shavar, it's called, I think it's a slonim of art. It says kosis lemor v'le kosis lemenachis. The Rashi says that you don't need that for the menorah. You need the first drop, and for the other ones, you don't. Whatever comes out is good. So they said in the Siddush of Vartel that kosis lemor, a person is supposed to crush himself in order to light. V'le kosis lemenachis, but a person should not crush himself in order to stop doing and kind of become lazy and lethargic. So the hechetimsa for a person to back out of something, of course, if shiftless, Hillel is saying, since a person, if a person is an anav, then he's supposed to be mevakesh hashem. Ba'achasham ha'hil dvar me'ilu chazal ha'ima, she'en lo dem lach shvatsa bal ma'ilu bal teira. Im ken yesha liknes ha'teira, sh'ayara nefshah bal ma'ilu. Now that he's looking for Torah, he recognizes Eina Li Mili Kloima. Shem Ein Ha'odam Mashem Atem Torah Mitzvah Is Mili. She Ein Torah Mitzvah Sheyasa Cherem To Elus Shleimus Elav. But Torah Mitzvah that other people do cannot work for him. Afim Lomet Aviv Torah Ein Yerush Bnei Men Adava. Ve Ein Adava Kamei Ha'Oisha. She Epsha Sheodam Achi Atzit Momay. So, in this world, people have there's a possibility to transfer things to other people. In other words, the ability to transfer things from the person that earned it to the person that didn't earn it is part of Olam Hazarik and Matthias. Avashia Odom Bal Maila, Chaydeza Yikna Odom Olam Haba, Eina Kach, Rak im Zeichat Atme, Veina Echad Masha Masa Acha, Beze im Eina Nili Mili. So this is a very interesting Nekuda here, they're trying to say there's a special, it's because the world of Torah and Mitzvahs is Olam Habadik that it's not shaykh to get from somebody else. And because this world is Olam Hava, it is shaykh. What's the, why is it Kashat Olam Hada, Olam Hava? I mean, what's the yichud of that Olam Haza, it can go to somebody else, and Olam Haba, it can't. So Demis is the part of the Matthias of this world in the fact that it's an Olam Choylef. in the fact that it is not emes. It's not a real metzius, and a be'etzim dika metzius. So everything in this world is shayach to the world of exchange. In other words, the flexibility in this world that a person can do mitzvahs or a person can do averis and do tshuva from the averis and the tshuva from the averis and midrashkis and kaparata from mitzvahs is because in this world nothing is an emes and metzias. Since this world itself is temporary, all the elements of this world are temporary as well. Everything in this world doesn't have a permanent metzius, so the mela goes from Reuven to Shimon to Levi and so on. But when Chazal say the Olam is a galgal achoizer, it's be'etzim a galgal achoizer, because since it's not a world of emes, nothing in this world has an atzmiyistik metzius and a permanent metzius and so on. So therefore, it's not. It can transfer as well. I work hard and I earn something. I can give it to somebody else. There's no problem with that because I'm not describing a metzius la'amito. I'm describing a metzius cholif. It was by me. It moves on to you and goes on to a third person. That's the metzius of this world in as much as it's the alma de shikrin, it's the alma cholif, and so on. Olam hava is an emes metzius. In the emes metzius, if Reuven is tall, he can't transfer his height to Shimon. So mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim are the etzem tzura, and the nail is not shayach to transfer to somebody else. The chiddush of Yisachar Zvulun is that lemashal. Let's take an example where you can see the difference in Yisachar Zvulun versus what he's talking about. Yisachar Zvulun, everybody knows, if I give somebody money, both get a chelik and a shutzman, so on and so forth. Let's say I have a Talmud Chacham who's learned a lot. He needs money. Somebody else is not a big doer of mitzvahs, and he needs mitzvahs. So they'll open up a stock market, and a guy will sell the last 10 years of his learning for Yisachar Zvulun deal for the highest bidder. Would it work or not? Obviously not. You can't sell Torah on the block the way you can sell any other item. Yisachar Zvulun means, since I am enabling you to learn, we're going into the learning together, so we're partners in the essence of creation of learning. You came to me and told me that you can't learn unless somebody supplies you with X amount of money. I supply you X amount of money, so I'm bringing that Torah into the world. But to come and say, okay, here is the best of chayra, and now we're going to have a stock market and sell parts of chayra, that certainly is not going to work. The chassidish and ma'is and the rebbes that sold the halakha of haba, I don't know. I'm not that kind in these inyanim, so I can't say. But certainly,
the sefer
doesn't work.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
I don't have the sefer in front of me, but I seem to remember in Derech Hashem, he speaks in one place about, when he's speaking about different drachim for a person to reach shleimus, he also mentions a mahalach that a person can come to shleimus through his attachment to someone else who has reached that level of shleimus. You know, and if
I'm
a person...
I'm also not sure. It might be from now onwards. In other words, I'm dovin to somebody else, similar to yourself, a woman. I'm dovin to a person who's doing things for slavery. And if there was going on, and I'm going along with him, I don't know that it's shaykh that the mafia to become a woman to somebody with a shalom and pick up all the same stuff.
It's only to the extent that you're ma'afsha that person's avoda, basically.
Right. Okay. It says, But and Elhazi also finally says another knage, Harbid Dvarim Bishvil Echad, Umizakas Akoil. By the Kaimlong Shamim Bishvil Yachid, Holim Nizam Bishvil Chanina, Chin Harbid Dvarim. In other words, we find that a person can do things for many people because the world as a whole is Nidon as a klal and as a tzibur. I'm not sure if the reason is because it's a pchina of Rosh in our Olam Miskayim, and so he's Meshat and Yitzachmim. The shituf of a big tzibur together creates a certain midas rachmim. Maybe that's the pshat. I'm not sure if that's what he means. But at any rate, you see that this world carries in itself in Yonim, that is like by Stoim that we saw in Fedra, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will sometimes do things for people, you know, even for a few tzaddikim. It's part of Midas HaRachmim that the world is neither bereif, that you don't destroy everything because of one flaw. So that's also part of Kashbar Midas Rachmim. So here also the world can be Midas and its colleagues. There's one side that saves everybody else. Al Shia Adam Bal Maila, Shayyidez, Yikna Adam Maila Mhaba, Einoi Kain, Rak im Zeicha Datsman, Eina Echod Masha Misacha. So the other people can't be Masha Nil, Beze im Eina Nili Nili. And Eina Nili Nili is the right Olam Habadik approach. I can't get something from somebody. The exception is children or Talmidim, and the logic behind it is because that's my grammar. In other words, just like Yisachar and Zvulun, since I help you learn Torah, so your Torah is obviously a my cheshbon. If you're a Talmud of mine or a son of mine, and what you're learning and doing mitzvahs, my tzaddik, is because of me, then I can be mitzvah to me because it's my doing as well. But for my father to send me a package or my rebbe to send me a package, that wouldn't work. B'medrash v'yikar rabba kol amul adam lefihu amar b'shumal yitzchak kol ma sheyaga adam mitzvahs ma'isim tovim eina lefihu. Also, it says, whatever a person works can only be for himself, not for his children. Kach, koma shdiful adam ima nefesh, eni yoytiri chavosek, lama lishin l'mal adka. So now I think the beer that he's going to give now is really going on the next part of it. It's a hakdama to the next piece. That's where I read it. The second half is kushla atzmi money, that even if I work for myself, I'm still not possibly am able to fill it up. So he says, a person shouldn't say, I did a lot of mitzvahs. So it's never possible for a person nefesh to be v'shleimus because it is be'etzim in Hashem Yisbarach, and therefore mekach in esvim and mashayis adam v'guf v'teir mitzvah v'asimtayim v'chi chshivu s'malas ha'nefesh shemil ha'mayla v'adam v'lumata bal guf in ha'nefesh shemil ha'mayla s'vim mitzvah v'gamri k'ashoy l'nefesh min ha'shamayim al ilu dvarim omay hilal ena li really itself of the mashma asmoy to give us the mashma acha the afshin last me money come is other way to the roof but we spend about them all a coffee in the middle to our we was that some on fish and a some clear on ourselves so he's saying over here that it there's a second half to it just like a person is not full just like a person can't get something from somebody else because the other person is... Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello? Hello?
And that is that the person cannot become surveyor is a hinge to what he said before about not getting from somebody else. And the word is... Any mahalchim of Gashmis of Olam Hazeh, the Etzim can't fill up an Olam Havadik Inyan. In other words, it doesn't have the Kalim to fill it up. It's a little more than that. Olam Havadik Inyanim are the Etzim. Ain safety kinyanim. They don't have gevulas in Gaim. And b'meila, whatever we give it, because it's limited, it's going through kalim that are limited, are not going to be maspiyed. So he's saying, Hillel is saying, there are two reasons why a person's sense of not having should make him want to have. One is that the person can't get from anywhere else. He can't think that he can acquire it without having it be'etzim. He can't buy it afterwards. And whatever he does, there's no point of saturation. So he's telling all these three inyanim on inyanim of another. It's very hard to understand this whole package. I mean, somewhat more, somewhat yes, but I mean, why is this the sheresh of all these inyanim? It's a fact in my Achshav Emasai, where is there the inyan of another there? I mean, it's all of it is Muslim person has to do, and there's no time, and there's a lot to accomplish. So then this is the sheresh of another. The Maral says different places. The Maral speaks about the musik of a gas ruach. Chazal call a balgai the gas ruach. A gas ruach is somebody who takes something that's ruchnius and makes it a dove a gas. In other words, if I come along and I say, you know, I did so many mice in Tevim, I'm proud of it. I'd like to people should acknowledge it. Then I'm taking something which the etzim doesn't fit into any box. It's not shaykh. I can't make a dover shal yesh from all these inyanim and walk around with it and make it into a physical thing. In other words, physical, I mean, it's not a dover shal yesh. If I do, then what I'm doing is I'm taking something that is ruchniistic and I'm making it into gashmis. I'm taking Torah and making it into a kadam. I'm taking something that is not a mitzvah that I should be able to wrap up and say, ah, I learned a lot of Torah here. My stomach is a lot of Torah. Torah doesn't have a way of folding up and putting it into a box and parading it around. It doesn't take on that mitzvah. The fact that a person is a person who has the meter to take his ruchnistic activities and try to translate it into physical activities, into physical kamus, is a gas ruach. And that's the definition of a gas ruach. So a gas ruach is somebody who takes things that are physical, a ruchnistic makes them physical. The meter of another is not that the person doesn't think he learned or doesn't think he learned. The meaning of another is that the person doesn't translate the ruchnis of the gashmis. If I learn 10 hours, package the learning into packets. Here it is, and this is what I can do with it. It doesn't allow itself to be packed in this world, and I should ask for it. People should be mechabed me, people should give me money for it, or whatever it is. The midah of anava is not inheriting any ruchnius part of yourself. So if I walk around and I say be mechabed me for X, I've packed in this world misogi. I once heard a very beautiful maisa. It was a chav of mine whose father was very active in taking Iranian Jews out of Iran at great sakana to himself. And this was at the time, right after the Shah was overthrown. And somebody wanted it very much, Yishmael Fassi, the story. Not in a way that would endanger anyone, but they needed to raise money and whatever it is. And he was very uncomfortable, didn't want to, Bishamite nothing. In the end, I think he lost his job because of it. And his son asked him, why were you so against it? So he said, you know, I have to go to Russia a lot of times. I go into Russia a lot of times. And at the border in Russia in those days, you had to change a certain amount of dollars into ruble at the price that they set. I remember I was in Russia in the mid-80s, so you had to change about $150 into at a rate that was outrageous. And when you went out, theoretically, you're supposed to get it back, but they never had dollars, so they gave you some other garbage. But the mice, you had to change into ruble. He said every time he would walk in and take dollars and change it into the ruble, he would have tremendous anger messages, like he's taking gold and turning it into garbage. He said, whatever a person does, when you make covet out of it, you've changed dollars into rubles. That's what you've done with it. Instead of Torah being the Havan and the Tfisa of Alikus and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what I'm making out of it is a newspaper headline, a banquet presentation. That's the midah of another is, normally if I did a good deed, for instance, if I worked hard in somebody's office, I expect that to translate into money. It's a good translation. I come to them and I say, you know, I put in 12 straight hours, I really put the office together, you see how much business came in today, I'm taking care of, the customer's satisfied, translate that into money. That's a fair translation. But if I walk around and say, I learned the whole Masechta and I chazed it so many times, people should take note of it. So what I'm doing is, it's the most corrupt thing possible because I'm taking a thing that's ruchnius and converting it into gashmius. So all three of these in Yanim, the person's only focus should be realizing the inadequacy as a physical being in getting ruchnius to the things and in being able to do it. He never should be able to take, ruchnius things are not tangible. You can't get it from somebody else, you can't buy it from somebody else. You cannot, whatever you've done is not enough because you're talking about trying to take a physical infusion and transcend the ruchnius, which never works well enough. And also the last thing, meaning if a person uses every minute, so then he's not putting Torah into a time frame. He's not saying, you know, Torah takes this amount of time. Kabbalah gave me X amount of 120 years. Now is a moment of life. I have to fill it with learning. I'm learning. But if I say, I need 15 years of learning, and that's it, and I can do it from this age to this age, I'm quantifying learning and putting it into a package. And then I'm again taking something ruchnius and putting it and making it physical. So there is the nekudah of another that encompasses all of them. Yes, any questions?
Just on the subject of gaiva, is the morale limiting the whole union of gaiva to trying to change ruchnis into a gashmiistic form? I mean, what about somebody's...
He says it as a hakdara. I'm not sure if it's the only hakdara. I don't know. I'm not sure. But this is indefinitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hear.
Okay.